On Monday, July 8th, we spoke with a public relations expert on the fact that Nike has apparently given Colin Kaepernick the okay to decide what kind of athletic shoes it sells to consumers like you and me, and whether or not we should have our rights as consumers cut off by that. And we also talked about a controversy brewing out in Tempe, Arizona, where some law enforcement officers on the 4th of July were apparently asked to leave a Starbucks because somebody in there wasn't comfortable with law enforcement around in that store. Well, that's a bubbling national controversy now, and we asked folks how they felt about it, and would they support a nationwide boycott of Starbucks, even at stores in Southern Connecticut? A lot of us might have wanted to head on over to the Westfield Shopping Center, the old Connecticut Post there in Milford, maybe to the Trumbull Mall, Trumbull Shopping Park, maybe to a local footwear store and say, hey, you know, I think those new Nike sneakers there, the red, white, and blue design with the Betsy Ross flag on the back, those are kind of spiffy. Well, a lot of folks may have been doing that, and there may be some pairs on the black market right now, but that's until Nike pulled them before they got to their retailers, because it has been admitted, and there hasn't really been any pushback, that Colin Kaepernick thought they should be pulled. He didn't like the idea of the Betsy Ross flag being on a sneaker, and he deemed them racist, even though we find out that Betsy Ross was rather an abolitionist. And to talk about why Nike would do that, is this wise for their sales or whatever, is a veteran public relations executive, David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision PR, a leading PR agency and brainstorming agency. David, Paul here in Bridgeport, Connecticut. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
When you first saw this play out and you saw what happened here with Nike and the fact that they pulled these shoes and there was really no controversy as to admitting why they did it as far as what went down, everybody was upfront about it, what were your thoughts?
Well, personally, I was disappointed, but from a business standpoint, I see what Nike's trying to do. They named Colin Kaepernick their spokesperson, their brand spokesperson. He's dictating policy with Nike. And the other thing we have to remember with Nike is they're looking for millennials and Generation Z as their clientele. That's who they're investing in. That's who they're trying to reach. And to that market, they don't even know who Betsy Ross is. So if Colin Kaepernick says she's no good, that's how they're going to respond. And that's what this was about. It wasn't about what's right and wrong. It wasn't about Betsy Ross or if the flag represented slavery or didn't represent slavery or if two racists had ever used the flag. It was about what Colin Kaepernick said and what is going to penetrate with the millennials and Generation Z.
You know, you would think, David, a lot of folks might externally say, well, my God, I can't believe that. They're taking a risk. But as you and I well know, I think the figure is 7 or 8%. That's the amount of sales that have increased for Nike since they signed Colin Kaepernick as their lead spokesman.
Exactly. And that's the Gen Z, the millennials who are responding to him. They took a calculated risk. They knew what they were doing. They did the market research. And to penetrate that market, they decided they had to go with Colin Kaepernick. Forget the fact that he's not playing. Forget the fact that he's basically a Twitter created personality, more so than a sports personality. He is driving the narrative for Nike, and the customers that they're trying to reach are responding to this. And we saw this with their increase in sales. In fact, too, when all this controversy was first breaking, they released their sales figures, and their sales figures were continued to be up. So he's not hurting their brand. But their calculated play on who they're going after, and we're seeing this more with various brands. America is polarized, so now are brands becoming polarized. They're either falling on one side or the other side of the political spectrum. It's not like it used to be when businesses said, oh, no, we're not getting involved with politics because we're going to offend someone. Today, brands feel that they have to offend someone. They have to take a side, or otherwise, they're going to be the subject of the Twitter mob.
You know, David, in talking to folks about this, both on the show here and in my life, they asked me, why do you think this happened? And you and I both know, David, that the idea of a rebel, right? A rebel, somebody who rebels against the conformity and mainstream America. You know, that's not just a new phenomenon. It's happened, you know, for decades, and I guess that's what Nike was looking for here.
It has permutated throughout the years, and we've seen this. But what's so really significant with this is Colin Kaepernick is basically doubling down, saying that he doesn't like America. It's not just that he's rebelling against the system, the establishment. He doesn't like the United States of America. We saw on the 4th of July, he twisted a Frederick Douglass quote to try to make it appear that Frederick Douglass and he were on the same page in hating the United States and everything that it stands for. And now his latest target is the Betsy Ross flag that represented America's struggle for independence, not slavery. Betsy Ross was an abolitionist. She was from Pennsylvania, a free state. No one has ever thought of it except for maybe a couple of people on Twitter who claim that the Betsy Ross flag had been hijacked by racists. No one else had even thought about this, but Colin Kaepernick did, and he dictated to Nike. And what we're seeing is these millennials are responding to people like Colin Kaepernick and others, and brands are seeing this, and they feel that the millennials are the future for sales, so they have to take a stand. And what's interesting is if a company says that they're not taking a stand, all of a sudden they're attacked. Dunkin' Donuts, for example, announced a couple months ago that they were not political. They weren't going to take a stand. They weren't Starbucks. And the minute they said this, they were attacked by the Twitter mob that they had revised and said, well, we will take political stands issue by issue.
Who do you think actually pulled the trigger on this for Nike to say, let's go with Colin Kaepernick? Do you think it was the CEO? Was it the board of directors? Was it their head of marketing? I mean, I guess obviously the top guy or gal would have to say yes on this, but where do you think, and have you heard where this came from, David?
It came from recommendations based on their marketing department. Nike's marketing department advised the CEO, and they said that, look, he's appealing to the Gen Z, the millennials. His popularity is very high. They did marketing research, and we're seeing in some surveys that he's their number one ranked personnel among this generation. And to the marketing department, which is basically made up of millennials and Gen Zs, that was enough to sell the CEO. The other thing what we're seeing with businesses too, and this is now a failure on the part of the CEOs, is that no longer are they looking for sales. They're concerned with how many followers is the company getting? What kind of mention is it getting on Twitter or on Facebook or on Instagram? And they knew with Colin Kaepernick they had a winner, so that's why they signed off on it. And as we've seen so far, financially it's been successful, but the brand is becoming very hateful and very divided, according to market research.
Yeah, I mean, David,
older Americans, conservatives, middle America, really resent Nike and will have nothing to do with it. Millennials are flocking to it.
So could this, I know millennials are flocking to it, David, and the guest is David Johnson of Strategic Vision PR. We're talking about the whole Nike situation with Colin Kaepernick. Is this weighing a short-term gain versus a long-term roll of the dice? Do you think there's any way this comes back to, in any appreciable way, bite Nike in the rear end?
I think there is. Nike is going so far out on a limb on this. They're following Kaepernick blindly that if something happens that ruins his reputation or even taints it slightly with the millennials, the Gen Zs, Nike's tied up with him, and they can't back away. They've already alienated one section of the country. If something happens with Kaepernick and he becomes somewhat radioactive with another section of the country, they're caught in the crossfire, and there is no backwards for them.
You know, I was talking before you came on with my audience here, with my producer. You know, David, Colin Kaepernick is not unusual in the fact that there have been a lightning rod sports personalities in the past. I mean, Muhammad Ali was no shrinking violet when he would not register for the draft, and he gave up his title back then only to win it back. You had Jim Brown, who left the NFL at the height of his career to become very active in civil rights. the two black sprinters of the 1968 Olympics with the Black Power salute. But they were never as in your face, I guess, as Colin Kaepernick was or is. And again, maybe, David, is that just the recipe that's needed today to reach the millennials and the young consumers?
It's that, and it's also this social media-driven world. Social media sets narratives. Mm. And being in your face, getting in your face, making people uncomfortable is the whole theory behind social media. We see it used very effectively in politics, and now it's being used in marketing. I mean, with Colin Kaepernick, it was social media that made him more than anything. If we didn't have Twitter, we didn't have Facebook, yes, he would have gotten some media coverage. He would not be the personality that he is today. Nike would not have signed him on. We would not be having this conversation about the Betsy Ross flag if it wasn't for social media. Social media sets all the narratives, and to get the followers, to get the traction on social media, you have to be in your face. You have to be outrageous. You have to be controversial. And that's what we're seeing. And Colin Kaepernick, giving the devil his due, knows how to succeed on social media.
Oh, absolutely. Do you think, David, there was anybody at all in the research department at Nike or anybody they use in-house or out-of-house who maybe put up a red flag, not so much for the use of Colin Kaepernick, but may have said, hey, wait a minute. You know, hey, Colin, guys, come here. Betsy Ross was a Quaker. She was from a free state. And the flag, her flag was used by the North because they were anti-slavery. Do you think that anybody may have sent up a red flare on that, or even if they did, was it just not even paid attention to?
Even if they did, it wasn't paid attention to, and that person was probably ostracized. Nike has bought into this entire idea of Colin Kaepernick, and they're going to continue following him no matter what he says, no matter how many people he antagonizes, until he antagonizes that coveted millennial Gen Z market.
You know, David, I wonder here, I was wondering on the break, you wonder whether if this situation came up with Nike again internally, you know, you wonder if this is now Colin Kaepernick's best shot. They gave him his so-called, I don't know, mulligan on this or whatever, maybe the company does. Or I wonder now if they're going to pass every prospective design past him, if he's going to get final approval on this or not.
I suspect that they're going to continue to run everything by him nonstop. He's basically, they made a deal with the devil, and he's in charge now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do whatever he says.
Any shot that you think we have seen a kind of a new Coke moment here, and for folks, just say that I'm a guy that always thought that the whole new Coke thing, remember with that, David, like 20 or 30 years ago when they had to bring back.
I definitely do.
Yeah, and I'm wondering here, maybe this whole thing with Kaepernick is kind of a, look, the results aren't what it is, but do you think Nike's kind of winking at this? Like, hey, you know, maybe we don't care about what he thinks, but our sales are up 8%. You know what I'm saying here? Is he being used?
I think they bought bought into him, and he
really
now is basically running Nike in their marketing department.
Really?
They're going to go along with him. They can't, at this point, you've seen protests. You've seen the anger when they first signed him. You saw it over this holiday break. They're not backing down. They've gone too far out with him now that they can't go back. If they go back, if they turn on him, unless something major comes up that turns his supporters from him, they'll be facing social media backlash. They'll be having protests. We'll be seeing Black Lives Matter in front of Nike stores. They don't want to run that risk. They can't back down now. They're tied with him. There is no going back for Nike.
Do you think that other companies are watching this and either going, not a bad idea, or no way we would even try this? Or maybe some on both sides. What do you think other major footwear and athletic manufacturers are doing right now?
I think some footwear companies are thinking, hey, how can we appeal to the consumers that Nike has alienated? Others are saying, hey, this is the ticket to reach this coveted millennial and Gen Z market. This is what we've got to do. We've got to take a stand. No more being neutral on social and political issues. Now we have to be a social conscience.
Final question. Do you think there is a point here, David, where they realize, well, you know what? There we did get a perk up in sales, and we needed it because we had a bad year in 2017. We had to lay off 1,000 workers. But is there any point where somebody in that department goes, yeah, you know what, though? Not everybody in this age group or this market segment agrees with Colin Kaepernick. Should we do something for them or not?
Well, we know that not every Gen Z, every millennial agrees. But unfortunately, with Nike, they're looking for the majority of them who do tend to be more progressive. So they're going to continue along that road.
All right, David Johnson. David, thank you. We appreciate the time, my friend. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
There you go. Yep. David E. Johnson, CEO of the Strategic Vision PR Group, National Public Relations Agency. So, Bill in Hamden. Bill, you're on WICC. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to call to say I thought WICC was only giving the Republican viewpoint on this subject.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. Do I give the Republican? Oh, I get Republican. Yeah, I just checked with my producer. Yeah, we're only giving the Republican side this hour.
Yes, that is my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. So what's the Democratic side of this?
The Democratic side is that the police department are not always there to help you.
They're not.
We always believe that they're always there to help us.
Okay.
But the facts do not hold that to be true.
Yeah, what? So the cops are what, maniacal killers? Who are these guys that just...
No, once again, you're going to an extreme...
No. Well, let me ask you something. Doesn't this story just sound ridiculous that don't tell me where I grew up, pal. Let me tell you something. My father, we had a family business in the hood in New Haven, okay? So, please... Don't try and tell me where I grew up, pal, okay? You had a half dozen officers who were patronizing a Starbucks, and a customer said they didn't feel comfortable? What does that mean? Did the guy have a warrant?
That means the customers do not feel comfortable. Just what the man said, and there's nothing wrong with stating that.
And so you would kick a half or ask police officers to leave?
They were not asked to leave. They were asked to move out of the line of sight.
So you would ask a police officer, excuse me, can you get out of a customer's line of sight?
Evidently, there were a half a dozen of
them. Yeah, yeah.
They felt intimidated with
Oh, please. Oh, Bill, stop it. Please, for God's sake. You can't be serious.
Absolutely serious.
But why would...
not the same day and age.
Police
are not always there to be your friend.
So what would they do?
I have led a wonderful life and that I have always been on the right side of things.
Yeah.
However, that is not the case for society as a whole.
So we're supposed to extrapolate bad from the fact that a half a dozen cops in Arizona wanted to have a cup of coffee at a Starbucks.
We're not automatically supposed to assume that they are all angels.
What were they there for? To beat somebody up?
We don't know, do
oh,
we? All we know is that the customers were not happy.
Why is Starbucks apologizing like crazy then?
I don't believe they should be. I believe they should be making their customers happy. That's what business does. What business sells to the public for.
How about showing respect to all of your customers and not discriminating against them because they happen to have a blue uniform on? Did you ever think of that? Does a cop go in?
Everybody has the right to buy a cup of coffee, but nobody has the right to make everybody else feel uncomfortable.
That's right. So the next time you say, Bill, thank you for this call. Bill there from Hamden, thank you. Okay, here's where we are in society. That answered my question, folks. I put out the question right there at 333-WICC. How have we got here? Well, there you go. Or gotten here. I'm telling you. You wait on this. Maybe I'm wrong, Aaron. You wait on this. The guy that asked the cops to get out of there, they had a warrant. You watch. It always happens, right? Ah, Bill, I love you, but come on, man. Will you? I've been in Starbucks. I've been in Dunkin' Donuts with five or six cops there. You know what? If you ain't doing nothing wrong, you got nothing to worry about, okay? Now, if you happen to be driving a stolen car and the car cops are chasing you, you don't pull over, well, you deserve to get whacked in the head with a nice billy club there.